defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Shooting Hunting Outdoor Trade Show. Today is Wednesday, right?
Wednesday
already. I've lost track of it. You and I got to fly across the country together.
We did. It all runs together there, right?
It does. Patricia Huff from GunBroker, always a pleasure to have you here. It's really cool to have your sign back here now.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Well, you knew that. I got to tell you, I didn't know what to do when I was putting it together with the what do you call it?
The logos and the graphics.
So right. I didn't give them the best one that we had. So I'm going to do another one because it came from bannersonthecheap.com. And they look great. They're 8 feet tall. And it really gives the studio a really good look. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
The GunBroker.com studios. You can see the GunBroker.com studios here. All right. So we got to fly across the country. You and I got in here Sunday. I was able to get a couple hours of Armed American Radio in before I had to get it to the network. Here we are on Wednesday. Good heavens. The show officially kicked off yesterday. How's your booth?
Booth is great. We're meeting with a lot of our great sellers. And, you know, tonight we're hosting a party for our top 100 sellers, the guys that are really pulling their weight on GunBroker.com and bringing all kinds of great items to buyers. So, yeah.
So you're actually meeting the people. They come here to meet with you.
They come here to meet with us, yeah. They like to give us feedback on, you know, the things that we can help them do better.
Right.
Their easier ways to help them sell or their, you know, all that type of feedback, you know, is great for us to hear because we can incorporate it as we, you know, move forward throughout the year.
Now, how many, you have what staff on the floor, 17 this year here?
Yeah, I think there are 12 of us.
12?
Here, 12, I think it's
12.
That's
a fairly sizable staff to have on the floor, so your booth is not 2x2.
No, it's pretty big. It's a pretty big footprint.
And it's going to be a bigger footprint than what we saw at the NRA, right?
Yes.
Because SHOT is such a bigger deal.
Yes.
So as of today, I mean, when you look around the floor, this is not our first rodeo. We've done these things a million times. What's your thought on the size that you're seeing? Because we're now in the middle of it, of the trade show. As far as traffic is concerned, what are you seeing?
Well, so for us, we've changed the format of our booth a little bit. And we're getting very highly qualified traffic. So both, you know, people who are sellers already and people who want to know about how to sell on GunBroker.com. So we're getting very qualified traffic. And
good.
The feedback has been very positive. So, yeah, we're really happy with the way things are going.
Well, I'm going to make even happier. I've sat down now and talked to 3 sitting U.S. congressmen.
Wow.
All 3 of them are using GunBroker.
Good.
And
I'd love to hear that.
All 3 of them. I won't say their names publicly, but we sat and talked, all 3 of them, including the last one, I believe, was Richard Hudson mentioned it. Richard Hudson mentioned it, that he frequents your site all the time. Richard Hudson from North Carolina, District 8, U.S. Representative.
We love that.
So that is, you never know who's listening and who's watching and who's doing what, right? We got to talking about the new Python and stuff like that. We got to talking about seeing them on your page, actually. You know, we actually mentioned GunBroker in the section with him. So that's cool. It's good to see that you're getting all that, that we're seeing this now. What's your sense on the floor now? You know, last year, or 16 when we did all this stuff, it was an election with Trump. That was really palpable on the floor. This is an election year now. Are you hearing anything political? Are you getting any sense? Are anybody concerned? Are you getting any of that vibe at all?
So typically we don't hear a lot of political rhetoric. We kind of try and stay out of politics because for us, the Second Amendment is not, you know, it's a political issue in that it's a constitutional right and the constitutional right is under fire. But in terms of it being an issue of right and left and Democrat and Republican, you know, we know lots of Democrats that, you know, like to go hunting.
Sure.
Like to do target
and use GunBroker all day long.
And we encourage
that all day long.
So we don't really, people don't really come to us to talk about politics.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on after the show. Are you doing or seeing, do you notice a change on the floor relative to the size of the show at all? Because, you know, I think this thing is building out next year. I think it's going across the street, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, I heard that last year, too, but it obviously didn't happen.
It didn't materialize.
We've been hearing that rumor for several years now, but...
Okay, now, I'm going to cover, because we're going to keep you for another segment.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Freedom Coin.
Yeah, let's do that.
Which is really cool. Now, we've still got another half to go here, and I don't want to get into Freedom Coin yet because I'm going to save it for the next segment. But we'll just set it up with this. We did talk about it last year.
We did.
And I learned a little bit more about it today prior to our conversation here on the radio.
Right.
Because I want to name the gentleman who was with us. Just remember, refresh my brain, who was with us last year.
Cameron Chell from Bitrail.
Cameron, that's right. And that was from who?
Bitrail.
Okay, now we're going to be able to talk about some of that in the
Absolutely.
Next segment, right? Okay. That's going to be interesting to me because I don't understand how that works, and I want you to tell my listeners because it has exploded since then.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
All right. Now, other things we're going to be talking about with you in the very, very near future. The last segments we talked about with the best of the best and the best of the used and all that, we covered some really good ground.
We did.
A couple weeks on the Monster. I enjoyed that show because I loved every single gun that was in there.
I know. They were all fantastic choices.
They were perfect. Not a one of them shocked me at all, except the double barrel.
Oh, yeah, that...
The Winchester Model 12
or whatever.
Which wasn't out there, and here it was up on the top of this list.
It was only made in 1 year in Europe, and, yeah, it was kind of an outlier.
And there you have it on your... It's moving. And you know what? My theory behind that was because people don't see that gun. When they started seeing the gun, they snapped it up and taking it.
I think it was new old stock, maybe. Right. So.
Well, we're also going to cover in upcoming shows, and I'm looking forward to this because that was December only that we talked about last.
Right.
We're going to go for the year.
Yeah, we can do 2019. We can talk about the best. So typically month to month we do top five, mm-hmm. but at the end of the year we do top 10. So we can talk about the top 10 in these categories, you know, both new and used.
And I have a feeling because we're going to go back and look at the year, I don't think I'm going to be really surprised on the firearms that we see on the list, but maybe
right.
one or two. And I think, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a little bit more plugged in than everybody else because I see the list, I look at it, and I kind of
right.
know what's out there. None of them surprise me, but I'm looking forward to seeing, that's going to be my favorite interview with you relative to the guns, is what it looked like over the 12-month period, not just for last month
right.
or this month, but literally going back to January of
exactly.
2019 and seeing from January 1 on. I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's set up Freedom Coin for the next segment, okay?
Okay.
This, to me... I'm going to be honest with you. I have to wrap my head around this. Is this cryptocurrency?
So it is. It's technically a utility token. So it's pegged to the U.S. dollar, and it's one Freedom Coin for $1. But
okay.
It's better to think of Freedom Coin more as a very convenient payment platform opposed to thinking of it as a cryptocurrency.
And that's where I get lost in this because I still don't understand the whole Bitcoin thing. How does somebody come up with and concoct and create a new currency? There's a lot that goes into new currency. How is it valued by the Treasury? How does that become? How do you accept this created currency out of thin air? I'm trying to figure that out. I know I'm having some listeners
right.
that are probably wondering the same thing.
So there's a big difference between like a Bitcoin kind of cryptocurrency and Freedom Coin. You know, Bitcoin is really more like a security. It fluctuates in price. One Bitcoin is worth a different amount of U.S. dollars every day. It's not a stable coin. It's not a utility token like Freedom Coin. So Freedom Coin, you're not worrying about market fluctuations and like the crazy hectic notion of cryptocurrency.
Okay, so Freedom Coin is stable.
Stable. It's a stable coin.
We're not having to go to the markets and look at it
right.
and determine what it's
That's
doing
right.
today and whether or not we bought it at a certain price and is it going to have value and if I pay X amount and
right.
like I do with Bitcoin, does it change the value of what I'm getting?
Yeah, so basically here you tie your bank account to your Bitrail wallet that services Freedom Coin, and you know it's a dollar for dollar type thing, so you're not worrying about your market fluctuations.
Joe, are you understanding this? Go ahead and hit your mic on here if you would.
I understand that part of it. The whole Bitcoin thing to me, that's monopoly money. That means
yeah.
nothing.
Right.
But I understand
but I
what
think
you're
that's,
saying
But
here.
I think that's because you don't understand it.
Which is true. I don't. But I look at Bitcoin, it's fake. What
yes.
Patricia's saying...
Is real.
Is real. It's same value as your dollar.
That's
so
right.
So if I put $100 in Freedom Coins, I got $100.
That's right.
That's exactly. easy to work with.
Right. And whatever the dollar does is the value of the freedom coin itself.
Exactly.
Yes.
So am I. So I'm speaking on behalf of my listeners now. I can hear the questions coming in. Am I just buying tokens?
So, yeah, you can think of it that way. You are buying tokens. Like the same way you would go to the laundromat and put in your $5 in the machine and get your tokens to put in the washer and dryer. It's kind of the same concept, right? So the reason, though, this is important.
Let me hold off on that.
Okay.
We're going to go to a break. So much more to cover here in the Charlie from Riding Shotgun with Charlie just walked up. I'm going to mic you up in another segment. Are we good with that?
I would love to, man.
As I said, you never know who's going to come by. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. We're sitting here talking with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Charlie, Riding Shotgun with Charlie, is going to be here. Charlie Cook, we'll be back with just you never know what's going to happen. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the SHOT Show floor, 2020. Can't believe it, 2020 already. Armed American Radio has been broadcasting since 2009. That sounds crazy. And here we are in the GunBroker.com studios on the Daily Defense on the Car Arms microphone. Don't forget to support all of our sponsors. Please make sure to sign up at GunBroker.com. Patricia from GunBroker is here. Tell us how we do that. It's really simple to do.
Oh, yeah, it's really easy. All you have to do is go online to GunBroker.com to sign up. You need to provide your name, your home mailing address, a valid cell phone number, and your birth date, and you're good to go.
You're good to go instantly. There's no approval process. It doesn't cost anything. It's right there and done, and you can sit down. Now, this is what I do. And I admit this, but it's because of who I am. But it was relaxing for me to eat lunch. My dad told me years ago when I first got out of college, he said, son, no matter how busy you get, and you're going to get busy as you go through your career in life, always remember to take a lunch break. And what he meant by that was not, he wasn't talking about, he was metaphorically speaking, he was saying, take a break. Take a breather. And in today's day and age, as much as I hate the internet and all the crap that's out there, it relaxes me to go to read some news on my own that I don't have to use for work, but I can just catch up on what's going on and find what I want. I'm on GunBroker all day. When I take breaks now, I'm looking at the over 1.5 million auctions. Now, you've got in here, as we were talking about Freedom Coin, you've got now over 70,000 available auctions using Freedom Coin.
Yeah, that's right. So you know, part of
that's daily.
That's, well, yes. So on a daily basis, it's basically a rolling about 70,000 items for sale that will accept Freedom Coin. Freedom Coin's available in 16 states now.
Whoa, hold the boat. That's a good point. When we talked about this last year, right here at this microphone, That was a thought process.
That's just a thought, right? That's right.
So we're up to 16 states. How does that work?
So part of the process of creating a payment platform is that you have to get a thing called a money transmitter license that's available on a state-by-state basis.
Okay,
you
that makes sense.
You apply in each state. So it basically allows you to handle monetary transactions. So we're in the process of getting all the states on board, and so far we have 16, and are already transacting in those 16 states.
Now, to me, this is just me, but that sounds like overregulation. It sounds burdensome, because aren't you already taking money from people who are in those states? You accept credit cards purchases?
Yeah, So a credit card company has to have money transmitter licenses in every state.
Okay.
So, for example, Stripe, which is a credit card processor,
I use it myself.
Has money transmitter
I
licenses.
Use it myself, right.
So yeah, you know, it's just a process of being a new financial payment platform, just doing all the compliance to be legal in the United States.
Yeah, it's the government saying, okay, who are you? We need to see you. Well, this is new. We need to be able to keep track of it. All right. Why should I use it? Oh, you go ahead.
I'm going to take a sip of water.
Are you understanding all this?
I understand it.
I love it. I think it's great.
What I want to know is, why can't I just use my money, my United States currency? Why do I have to use Freedom Coin? What benefit does that do for me?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Joe. So the deal is, you know, if you're buying something on GunBroker.com, you know, the seller may ask for a money order or a cashier's check, and the money order, time-consuming. Cashier's check, time-consuming. Both of them are expensive, right? So it costs you money. It costs you time. And on their side, if they're taking a credit card transaction, which is convenient for you, it's very expensive for them. And sometimes they'll mark up the price to cover this cost that they have to pay when they're taking a credit card. So for you as a buyer, you know, it saves you time and money. And from if you're a seller, it also saves you time and money because you can do this immediate transaction without having to pay a really high credit card fee or risk taking a bad check or a fake money order. So
makes
those
sense.
Are the reasons.
Absolutely makes sense.
Now, I think this is a good way. This is a good time, a really opportune time to talk about the actual transaction process at GunBroker.
Right.
Because you're talking about who does that. And I think it's important that you explain that process to listeners who might not understand it, because there's a lot of misinformation about this on the web and
yeah.
everything else.
So I would say if you see an item for sale with Freedom Coin that you would like to purchase, I would say go ahead and sign up, because it's better for you. It's better for the seller. And you can easily do it. It takes about 5 minutes at freedomcoin.cc, freedomcoin.cc. And it really is a good way to transact. It's secure. It's convenient. It's fast. There's so many reasons to use it. I encourage people to go out and start trying it.
Yeah, I think it's now I set that up because I want listeners to understand what this is all about. I don't want people to think, oh man, something else I got to figure out to go through. No, this is as simple as it gets.
It is.
But you don't sell anything. That's what's important. I want people to understand that Gun Brokers facilitating here, this transaction that occurs is between the seller and the buyer.
That's right.
That come together via Gun Broker, right?
Yeah, so GunBroker.com is a marketplace. So we create this safe space where sellers can sell items and buyers can buy items. You know, it's secure. We offer buyers protection. We're very concerned with privacy. Our privacy policy outlines how we protect you from hackers and thieves. So it's a very secure, safe way to buy and sell firearms online.
To transact that business. And I think it's important to note, you said you had influencers. These are FFLs that are here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when you purchase a firearm online, I mean, there's a lot of confusion about
right.
is it legal to buy firearms online. If you can legally buy a gun, you can legally buy one online.
Right.
But, you know, it's not like Amazon Prime where it shows up at your house in 2 days.
Wait a minute. You mean I can't go buy my Cobra and have it shipped directly
no,
to my house? That's exactly
not.
Right. Exactly.
You may not. It'll have to go
it's
through an
bad.
FFL.
Right.
But we have a network of tens of thousands of FFLs. So there's one that will be convenient to you, and they'll take care of all
right.
of that compliance that needs to happen.
And you can assist them with that.
Yeah, we hook it up. So when you select your FFL, we send a note to the seller. The seller gets the note, contacts the FFL, arranges the shipment. It's very seamless, very streamlined.
Aren't most gun shops already participating? Let's be real.
Yeah,
the vast majority
sure.
are already
yeah.
participating with Gun Broker.
Right, we have a huge network.
So more than likely, listener, your local FFL dealer is already transacting business with GunBroker.com.
Yes, that's
so
yes.
that just makes the process so much easier. And here's the deal: if they're not, this can be the impetus for them to begin doing that, okay? And you will work with them, right, if they get in touch with you?
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of dealers this week at SHOT Show and getting them online to handle transactions for us. So yeah, and it's been great at SHOT Show because there are so many FFLs here.
Now, 16 states for Freedom Coin. We've only got about a minute left. So tell people again. What's the? It's freedomcoin.cc?
Freedomcoin.cc.
Okay. Now,
5 minutes to sign up.
All right. 5 minutes to sign up on
you'll
that.
You open a wallet, you link your bank account, and you're good to go.
See that? Now, that I can do that. And most of us are doing that anyway.
That's right.
We're doing something similar to that anyway. Why not do it at GunBroker?
BitPay, and we're using PayPal, and
right.
we're using all these services. It works the same way. You link your bank account, and you can transact. It's simple as that.
And we don't have to worry about anti-gun credit card things
correct.
And banks and all that. Freedom Coin is friendly to us. And
that's
okay.
exactly right.
16 states. That's going to be popping up soon. We're going to have a lot to talk about. Patricia, thanks for being here. We are here at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show with Patricia Huff, GunBroker.com, and the GunBroker.com studios on the Carhartt Platinum microphone. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense SHOT Show 2020 in the GunBroker.com studios in front of his Car Arms Platinum microphone. Listeners, isn't that great? He's over here. Scott
Hogan. It should be a palladium microphone. Scott. That stuff's worth $2,700 an ounce.
Scott Hoganson working out. Let me tell you, Scott, we've been doing this a long time together out here on Radio
we
Row.
We have.
You've been doing this a long time on Radio Row. Here we are. Every year this thing changes. What in the world? Can you tell us a little bit about this and what it means to you? Because you've been putting this incredible event together for years.
Well, as a history, first of all, thank you very much for accepting our invitation to broadcast.
Always, every year.
Everybody should know that this is not a cattle call for radio stations, okay? Each radio station, each broadcaster is personally invited. And without an invitation, right, you get nothing. So you're in a select group of individuals, Mark. This Radio Row project started out as an experiment 7 years ago when I approached the National Shooting Sports Foundation and said, hey, we should do a Radio Row. And up until that point, it had been restricted to industry press and outdoor media like right, Field and Stream, Guns and Ammo, stuff like that. And they said, well, how do we make sure that it works right, this radio thing? It's like, well, I've done radio for a little while. I know how these things work. For the background for your listeners, I've managed Radio Row for every Republican national convention
right,
since 1992.
You just answered my follow-up question because I wanted people to know your history there. You've got a very big, colorful, strong history with radio. You know what you're doing. That's why this comes off the way it does.
Thank you for that.
So it's excellent. From a broadcasting standpoint, you guys run this thing. It's a professional ship, and we appreciate it with you at the helm. So
thank you.
Just to let you know.
Thank you.
So anyway, I didn't mean to cut you. I had to tell you that.
No, that's fine. So it started as an experiment 7 years ago. We had about three broadcasts here, and people liked it, and so they thought about it for a little while, and they said, "Yeah, let's do another one next year." So we did another one next year, and it was an even bigger deal, and it became very, very popular with the exhibitors who come yeah, to the SHOT Show. I'm sure your listeners well know there's 60,000 plus people walking around here, and there's so much excitement and so much electricity when you've got live radio going on in a big venue, and over time it just grew and grew and grew. And it's not huge. It's actually fairly compact. For context, the Radio Row at the Cleveland Convention in 2016, the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, was 11 times larger than this.
Right, right.
And that was a handful. But in any event, it's turned out to be a very popular feature and fixture here at the SHOT Show. The attendees love it. The broadcasters like it. And it's just a joy to help put it on. I've got a tremendous team that I work with at the NSSF, with the SHOT Show planners and organizers, to my crew of guys that right, I hire to help for the week.
Well, you know what's interesting? You know from your history and background and all these years in radio, that radio goes right down to the split second. That you might not know that, I mean, I've gone down to not having a connection to the network and three people underneath me working on things literally 5 seconds beforehand, and a finger comes up and a thumbs up comes up, and boom, you hear the music because the connection was made. That's what you guys do here, and I've learned personally over the years when I've been working with you and your team that they are crackpot, man. I don't bother you anymore. You know, used to. Where's the hotel? You know where it is. You're going to get an email the day before you leave. Don't worry about it. It comes out when it comes out, and we've all figured that out. You know, you guys really, really do amazing work. You know, it's interesting.
Sure.
Some of my favorite radio hosts of all time are here.
You know, I've known Mike Gallagher for quite some time.
He's a good man.
He's a really good man. Always fun to see him here representing, because he's one of my go-to guys when there's a catastrophe. I go right to Mike Gallagher on an election or something that's breaking, that's huge. I'll turn to Mike Gallagher in the mornings. I've known him. I'm comfortable listening to him.
Well, he's also a smart guy, so he can opine on a lot of things, and it makes sense.
The happy conservative warrior, Mike Gallagher. He's wonderful. Lars Larson, great friend, longtime radio professional. I mean, these are legendary names in radio. Mm-hmm. And just for this year, sitting right across from me and looking down at him now, Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, this is Sebastian's first year here.
First year.
Just tickled pink to have him on board.
Isn't it wonderful to have him here? I mean, these are powerful, heavy hitters. And that's what I think that's what's representative. Now when you bring in, for example, as we sit here, and let's play some theater of the mind. You got a row here where I'm at, then across the aisle you got another row facing this one with their backs to the window and my back to the convention floor.
Yeah.
You guys not only run the connections, do all the work behind the scenes, but your guys are coming in with what I'll just call them cheat sheets, going, would you like to have Congressman Richard Hudson on?
Sure.
Would you like to have so-and-so? Would you like to have so-and-so?
Secretary Bernhardt, the president of the NSSF, Joe Bartosi.
They're all here. And you guys work Radio Row. And, listener, this is in large part, as I say all the time, you never know who's going to stop by, Scott. People say, who are you going to have on next week? I have no idea.
I don't know. I have a term for that. We call it barnstorming.
It is barnstorming, absolutely.
You just tap the producer on the shoulder and say, hey, I got the Secretary of Interior. He's here right now. Let me put him in the chair. And the guys like you and some of the other guys who've been around the block, you know, they'll stop whatever thought they're in and they'll say, and right now at this moment,
exactly,
joining us on
That's
the Brand
right.
X radio show is Secretary fill in the blank. Secretary, good to see you.
That's what we did with Hudson today. It was wonderful. We've got him. He's here. Let's go.
Yep.
Push the button. Everything's ready to rock and roll. Mm-hmm. You just have to be ready. And my listeners love it. You know, look, there's so much here that if I really played my cards right, I could maybe take a week off with the amount of content that we're going to get.
Don't do that.
That's not going to happen.
That kind of thing actually happened at the very first Radio Row at the Republican National Convention in Houston in 1992. I was working at the Republican National Committee. I was the radio guy. And convention's coming up, and I go to my bosses and I say, hey, we should invite some talk radio shows to come to the convention. Talk radio wasn't a big, big thing in 92 like it is today. And they kind of looked at me and they're like, I don't think that's going to work. And I'm like, well, why not? They said, well, we can't afford it. And I mean, afford what? Well, we've got to build out all these studios and equipment and stuff like that. And I said, no. They bring their own stuff. And back then it was all done with telephones.
Sure.
The internet hadn't even been invented for civilians yet.
Al Gore hadn't quite gotten that far yet.
Not quite that far. And I said, you know, we just give them a card table and some folding chairs, and they'll bring their own stuff, and they'll do their show, and they'll interview people here at the convention. Like, well, that's not going to work because there's people walking around and noise and murmur and all that.
That ambiance is wonderful. That's radio.
That's what radio loves.
Yeah, that's it.
And they thought about it for a couple days, and they said, what harm can it do? Okay, fine. And we had, like, four broadcasters in Houston in 1992. 4 years later, at the Republican convention in San Diego, 125.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And that four-year stretch between 92 and 96 was when talk radio really began to rocket.
Now, are you doing the next one?
The next SHOT Show?
No, the next convention.
I do not know. That has not been decided.
If you do, you let me know, because I'd like to be there. I'd like to be 126.
If I am engaged in that operation, I will let you know.
Armed American Radio would be a perfect fit at that convention.
They've got whole different rules for political conventions. I don't know if you've been to one before. I don't recall. But those are all managed through the House Radio TV Gallery in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we'll see what we can't figure out. That would be fun to attend. That would be really fun to attend. Well, I want to thank you for what you do here.
My pleasure.
I talk to the broadcasters behind the scene, and it just gets better and better every year. A little question for you. I've had a couple people say this looks smaller than last year, Radio Row, versus previous years. And I don't know what they're talking about. To me,
it's about right.
This looks, I think the build-out's a little bit different. I think the booth format's a little bit different. But this is about where we've always been. I believe we're missing Dana. She's not, you know, the whole NRA thing is not here anymore. But besides that,
Dana Lash is here for the Dana Show. They're broadcasting from a different spot
on the other side.
And the reason I say that is, there's X amount of floor space that's available for any given thing. And we have X amount of ground space and floor space that is allocated for Radio Row. And when we get to that point, boom, done. That's all there is. No more room at the inn. And then so, as kind of a overflow accommodation, the Dana Lash Show is operating from
a different location. Down there last year on the lobby floor. She's got her little setup right there.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're about the same then, I guess, as we were before.
Yes. Oh, I can guarantee you.
All right, well, listen, one more time. Thank you very much. We're getting ready to take a break. So I will just tell you, thank you for everything that you're doing. I know my listeners appreciate it, and it's great to be able to talk to the individual who puts this all together so that we can bring this to hundreds of radio stations around the country at this incredible venue in Vegas at SHOT, Shooting, Hunting, and Trade. 2020, my 20th year. I'm going to date myself. I'm out of here for now. I'll be back right after this. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Arms Platinum microphone from the SHOT Show. Please make sure to support all of our sponsors. You know, I've got some information for you from everybody, but I want to get the Defender Coffee out there. You got a promo code. You know, I'm going to have to mention that later in the segment. I'll get to that because guess who just sat down? You never know who's going to pop in. Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio. You just got cans on. You're sitting in front of the mic. You know the routine.
I know the routine.
How the heck are you?
I'm grateful. Grateful.
We I'm all grateful. Are grateful, brother.
But, no, but I'm,
what are you grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful. I'm getting ready. I'm packing everything up. I'm like putting together all my audio stuff. I'm like, why am I even taking this? Why do I care? Then I get a phone call, and it's Mark Walters going, Bill, yeah, man, you're on Radio Row, R212.
That's the booth number, by the way.
Yes, listening. And then I was like, then I just, my mouth began to fill with saliva and my eyes with salty
tears. That's when
tears.
I got creeped out, and I said, I don't want to kiss you, brother, but no problem.
And I said,
you
Mark,
can thank me
I know
later.
You're married, but let's get married.
So it's good. It's good to have you here on Radio Row. You belong here. Lock and Load belongs here, and I'm glad to have been able to help.
Thank
so,
you.
And I think that's going to be a long-term relationship, so that's beautiful to be able to bring in a shot. Real quick, let me get a sponsor word in here before
Absolutely.
We get cracking. What I wanted to tell you about the Defender Coffee was you get free shipping when you buy 2 or more bags. Minimum purchase of $31.98 required. That's the 2 bags. This is a limited time only for the SHOT Show promotion. So use the code SHOT Show, SHOTSHOW at checkout. The code will not be valid if you have a club subscription because you're already getting free shipping. So don't forget that. And the promotion cannot be used in conjunction with any other promotion or discount, vouchers, offers, etc. This promotion ends on 1/24. You can use the code with combo packs for an even better deal from what I understand. So use the promo code, you got it, SHOT Show at checkout. You can be defending the Second Amendment with every cup of coffee you drink. Now, I'm drinking coffee now, and it's not that I have to say that because it wasn't available to me here, and Joe screwed up and got me hot coffee when I wanted ice, but that's okay, Joe. I appreciate it. He did hook me up.
I'm convinced that coffee is the reason we're the best night fighters on the planet.
Maybe you. I just want to get some sleep in this town. You know, I got a good night's sleep last night because I realize today you just got to go back to the room and get the work done. You can't do it at the table. There's too much going on.
Right.
So how is your show going so far? What do you think?
Well,
what's Lock and Load up to?
Last night I went to the Mad Dog 2020 party out in the desert. And they were like, would you like to film this? You know, I kind of fancy myself.
Wait, hold on a second. That sounds pretty scary. I don't know that I'd accept an invitation in Las Vegas for Mad Dog 2020
well,
out in the desert.
It was a Mattis thing, a James Mattis thing. So I went out there, and Nighthawk was there, and Agency Arms was there and everything. And they like to do this thing where they blow a bunch of junk up. So they put a helicopter in the air. They had a tank on the hill. And they put me under a little shelter and said, all right, now when that explodes,
take a picture.
Be small. But film it. But be small. But film it. So then we get up there, and the helicopter comes over, and the minigun is going off, and the links from the belt are being blown right into the ceiling on my thing. I'm like, is there a hailstorm out here in the middle of the desert of Nevada? And then the prop wash hit me, and then everything started going off, and I was feeling the concussion and everything else, and I was trying to remember what was going on, and I was getting hit with all the debris, and I was like, oh, yeah. Be small.
You know, you can get the same effect drinking Lead Slinger's whiskey at one of the local places here in the Venetian without having to worry about being small.
Yeah, I know,
small.
But I won't know where I'm going to wake up.
Well, that's your problem.
You've
got to be, as a responsible gun owner, you've got to be responsible in all aspects,
right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, now, have you, let me tell you, this is your first time on Radio Row.
Yes, sir.
Let me just tell you from my perspective here from all these years, this has been a really good program. This has been a really good show so far, making for some great programs. I hope that you're able to grab everybody that you can get your hands on.
Well, I set up, and the first man that walks up and says, are you busy, is John Locke.
Of course. I mean, can you get any better than that?
No.
That was before his appearance, right before you got Sebastian Gorka right across from your booth. And
well, I did not see Sebastian over there.
That is Sebastian Gorka right down there with the lights, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And here's a good, because you're in a great spot over there to pickpocket. So everybody that steps off Gorka's show, just grab them real quick, and because they're going to want the publicity. And
sure.
You know, but grab who you can grab. You know, we've had three sitting congressmen on already, and it's wonderful. Justin Moon came by today. We're running that on Sunday.
Right.
I mean, you get a whole week's worth of stuff. When you're at SHOT, you can go ahead and tape these segments with these amazing people that you can't get any other time.
I'm really envious of the compression you get out of your box here. This is really impressive.
Now, what he's talking about is he's talking radio stuff that you don't know about, but it's because it's armed American radio, brother. And no offense to Lock and Load Radio. How many affiliates are you on right now? You're growing like a weed.
117.
117 already. Wow.
That's two shows.
Okay, but individually, well, I think you're up at 85 on one, right?
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful news, man. I remember when it was a lot smaller than that. I remember it was 20.
When it was nothing.
Yeah,
when it was nothing. I used to call him and say, hey, man, how do you do a radio show and get big? And he would be quite kind and go, well, listen, Bill, I've got to go rearrange my sock drawer, so I'll be talking to you soon.
I never said that. I just hung the phone up. I said, is this guy serious? Really?
Now, see, karma comes back because I've been getting it from, you know who I've been getting it from, so.
I don't know. I don't know that we want to talk about that on this live microphone,
all.
Do we?
Okay. Not at all.
That's so funny. All I can tell you is I'm glad you're here. Lock and Load Radio, where can people find it?
Genesis, GCNlive.com. I'm trying to get my website to actually function, which is lockandloadradio.com.
And that's with an N. I want to make that clear. It's L-O-C-K-N load, not lock and load. Lock and load.
You
radio.
Don't know how much money I've missed because of that, just because they make a check to lock
absolutely
and load.
Do.
And then I can't get it because I'm not that thing.
Let me tell you something. Since I took ownership, let me tell you that I have come to understand that it's those web developers. They're more valuable than attorneys. I'm telling you, all right? And accountants, when it comes to this stuff, when you need that web work done, these are the people that get it done. And they know that. And the ones that once they get paid become very scarce.
Yes.
The next time you reach out to them, they don't want to respond.
For those that don't know, on the Armed American Radio audience, I mean, Mr. Walters is a renegade now. He's out there like I am. He's independent and everything else, and that's the seamless transition that he's taken it through. You do not know what happened in the background, and I don't know what's happening behind my head.
Mr. Alan Gottlieb is behind your head. Alan, would you like to jump on the mic for a couple minutes? Mr. Gottlieb, we've got about...
What's he doing, like the two...
We've got about 2 minutes left. Let's put Alan on here and bring him live.
Okay.
And we'll go ahead and pull your mic up a little bit, and I think we're good.
We're great.
So what's going on behind you? Bill wanted to know. I don't know what's going on behind me. Alan Gottlieb was going on behind you. How you doing, Alan?
Fine there. I was giving him rabbit ears or bunny ears or something.
He was doing the devil's horns. I saw it.
Joe told me anyway. You never know. You never know what's going to happen on Radio Row here at SHOT Show. You just never know. And there, Alan Gottlieb pops in behind us, and it's wonderful. So great to have you guys here. This is the final segment. We don't have a lot of time left. But I do want to say to you, or ask you, how you feel. What are you getting on the floor? What's your sense?
My sense is the industry as a whole is more engaged in what's happening than ever before. They realize there are real threats to gun rights and the firearms industry. And they want to be involved and engaged.
That's a good thing.
I'm getting pulled over to be talked to, and how can we help? And that's really, really good.
That's what you want to hear at Second Amendment Foundation. How can we help? Particularly from the people here on this floor.
Yeah.
Because this is the industry, right?
Yeah. I mean, some of this I can't talk about public at this point, right. But we're picking up some new corporate sponsors. And it's not us going to them. It's them coming to us. And right. That makes it a whole lot easier.
There was a lot of them.
There are a lot of reasons for that, too, that we don't have time to go into. But I'm just glad to see that as a result. I'm glad to see the smile on your face. Because when you see a rolling billboard in Virginia... Okay, yep. As you saw, that's wonderful stuff.
And our rolling billboard will be at other gun rights rallies all across the country. February 15th is one at the state capitol in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
And our mobile billboard, Become a Second Amendment First Responder.
Will you be there?
Well, I will be there speaking.
Okay, then I may have to go. I'm going to have to revisit that. I was asked to speak there, so I'm going to revisit that with you. Here's something I want to tell you. Justin Moon came by, stopped by the booth. We had Justin
Excellent.
On. We're going to run him for Sunday. He's wonderful. We're going to run that on a Sunday, but I just want to let you know, we talk a little bit off air about the rods of Massive Iron Festival,
yeah,
which
great.
You attended, right?
I attended, and I was one of their keynote speakers this past year. What a great event.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense wraps it up with a special visit from Alan Gottlieb here from the SHOT Show floor. You know we're going to be back doing it again tomorrow here from Las Vegas. You know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Bill Frady, thank you very much. Say goodbye real quick.
Bye real quick.
We'll see you on the radio.